Thanks, Leo. Thank you. Basically, one of the things that the WGI did in the last, or in this biennium, was to elaborate a modus operandi. And why did it do that? Because the terms of reference for the working group had been amended in 2016, and there were important changes made. Among others, the term of the for the WGI members was prolonged from 2 to 4 years, and also several provisions were added giving the WGI a mandate to engage more closely with countries on implementation issues, to, for example, provide advice and give and make recommendations, to share good practices and collect them as well, and to gather further information on innovations, national guidelines, and so on. So in this regard, the WGI elaborated the modus operandi, which it considers to be a living document, to basically define a little bit more how it would implement its new amended mandate. And with the next slide, I would like to take you briefly through the key ideas under each of the sections of the modus operandi. And it starts with the introduction and mandate. So the modus operandi is included in Annex 1 of the official background document number 11. So in the introduction, the WGI recalls the mandate. Then under objectives and nature, it actually says that this is not a compliance mechanism, but that the focus is to actually support countries in implementing the convention. So as such, the mechanism is a simple, facilitative, cooperative, and rather informal. It also, the WGI also established certain criteria for its engagement with countries, among others, the one that you can see, well, actually it's the six ones you can see on the slide. So first it said it would focus on countries with a lower level of implementation. It also said it would focus on countries that have made little progress in the implementation of assistance activities. It would focus on countries that have made that have submitted an implementation report previously or on a regular basis. Likewise, with regard to the documents under the strategic approach, so countries that have regularly or previously submitted a self-assessment action plan or project proposal would be the WGI would focus on these. It would also engage with countries on the compilation of good practices. For example, this is what happened with the risk assessment seminar. Countries had mentioned in their national implementation reports that they are using risk assessment methodologies, and as a follow-up, the WGI had engaged with them, had asked countries to provide further information on the methodologies, and as a result, we had the risk assessment seminar earlier this week. And also, if countries had requested assistance or if there are other important developments, these could be criteria. Then the WGI also engaged, defined modalities for engaging with these countries, mostly through video or teleconference during their meetings, but also following up through emails, telephone calls, and so on, by the WGI members before or after the meetings. And in those bienniums when the WGI will submit an implementation report to the COP, then naturally that would be the focus of their work. However, in the other bienniums, when there will be no implementation report for the COP, it would focus on this engagement with countries. It also defined a number of steps, how it could provide advice and make recommendations. They are listed on the slide and also a little bit more detailed provided in the report. Due to the time constraints we have, I don't want to go into details. There's also provisions on the conflict of interest and the working language of the WGI, but this is basically it in a nutshell.